want to hear the real story? I'm the one you want to talk to, Tommy DeVito. Wasn't for me, we all would have wound up with a bullet in our head.
Friends like that, you should change your name to Sinatra.
I'm going to be as big as Sinatra.
I would love to introduce you to a new discovery of mine, Frankie Valli. Dream of
wild. I heard them all, but I never heard a voice like Frankie Valli's. I know I need to write for this voice.
Listen, we got something for you, all right?
Sherry!
Set up the 8-track. We're going to double Frankie's voice. It's going to explode right off the radio.
Okay, here's the deal. While I've never seen the Broadway production of Jersey Boys, I can certainly understand the appeal of getting a concert and dramatic show rolled into one. I'm not sure if it fully translates to the film, but the fans of the show, as well as fans of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, should enjoy what director Clint Eastwood has done with it. The story follows Valli and his rise to fame from a lowly punk on the Jersey streets. Like all of Eastwood's films, Jersey Boys is deliberately paced with a clean perfectionist image. It's an exquisitely made movie, but it's one for someone with a fandom for the show, group, or director. Personally, it looked nice, but it left me cold in many ways. In addition to a slow pace, it had plot elements that, while based on truth, felt too similar to many other musician biopics out there. Jersey Boys gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.